If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
Just finishing the starting lineups here as we're getting set for tip-off. Tonight's tip-off is going to be brought to you by Clear Results Glass. Matt, keys for tonight's game.
Yeah, I've got a few of those. I had a good conversation with Coach Leonard before the game, and we were kind of aligned on some of the keys that I thought would be keys to the game. He said the same thing. Number one is turnovers. The Springdale team is going to get after you, and our girls are going to have to keep their heads. And if we can keep the turnovers to a minimum, I think that's going to be the major difference in the game. Another key, I think, is with our size difference, it kind of like a lot like the Bergman game, where the first half we ran and gun, and things went how they did. In the second half, we slowed it down. We worked it inside, get a little double post play, a little low. Maybe the first pass off the perimeter gets to your post, turn in a little dish, and then we can make some chippies and use our size, man.
That's the way it goes. Who's going to control the game? I agree with you on that. Jumping center tonight is going to be Anna McCarn and Kiara Owens. McCarn has a huge height advantage. Owens didn't even jump. She just let McCarn have it. Mount Home's going to have control of Brooklyn Mitchell. Mount Home will be going right to left on your screen, on your radio dial there in all blues. Yonkers going to get both feet to the paint. We're going to set up our offense here. Moore is going to drive the lane. She's going to take it up, and it's going to be a foul. The foul is going to go on Charlene Hudson. She's going to try to slide underneath Moore. Going to get there late. Is going to send Lakin Moore to the line where she is going to shoot two. Start this opening possession for Mountain Home.
Yeah, the Springdale bench wasn't real happy about that call, but the girl slid underneath her way late.
Yep.
It was a great take by Lakin, and she makes her first free throw.
It's the first one to go down is Lakin.
Pretty loud in here as Moore gets the second one to go down. Atmosphere's a little better than it has been in most nights. That's what you expect when you get the home team. 2-0 early lead as Mountain Home is going to be back in. It looks like a man defense. Springdale's pretty guard heavy as Hudson has it. She's going to take it to the middle lane, go up. She's going to get her own rebound as Mountain Home did not box out. Charlene Hudson puts it up. She's going to dribble out to the corner. She's going to take the shot just inside the three-point line. It is going to be good. And we're tied at two as Springdale's back with a man-to-man press. Yonkers going to try to throw it down to the corner. She was being pressured to Brooklyn. Mitchell's going to go out of her off her hands out of bounds as the pass was high. That is Mountain Home's first turnover. 2-2 here with 7:05 left in this first quarter.
Yeah, another key to this game, Brad, is going to be rebounding, right?
Yeah.
We have a size advantage.
Yeah.
We need to take advantage of that advantage.
Can't let them get offensive rebounds like that.
That's not a double negative, but that's right.
Hudson's going to bring the ball into the front court. She's going to throw it over to Owens. Owens going to kick it in the corner to Carolinda Hudson. Shot's going to be off. No good. Battle for the rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it is going to come to Mountain Home. 6:43 left here in this opening quarter. Tied up 2-2. Just a man press here as Moore finally gets it in as McCarn comes in to reliever. Mountain Home's going to clear everybody out. Let Lakin go one-on-one against Hudson. She's going to get it across the timeline. That's where Mountain Home's going to set their offense. Springdale's going to switch every screen. As Moore drives baseline. Two-pointer's going to be up and good. Nice take there by Lakin. Her girl fell down. She was calling for the ball. Good thing we got it. Springdale back quickly as Owens is going to find Carolinda Hudson under the bucket with nobody on her. It's going to be a layup 4-4, and just like that, we got a game tied. And then Brooklyn's going to get it across the timeline. They're going to get a foul called. I think they're going to get Carolinda Hudson here, and that's exactly right, as she hacked in trying to knock the ball away from Brooklyn. Her first foul, team second. Whitten Coleman checking in for Anna McCarn. Now who's going to look like they're going to go try to go to a four-guard lineup here against this smaller Springdale team. Moore set to inbound it on the far sideline. 6:01 left here in this opening quarter. She's going to get it into Fossness and get it right back. Mountain Home trying to set a weave offense up. Springdale's going to switch every screen and try to get out in the passing lane just like that as they make Jayla Yonkers dribble it off her feet, and that's an unforced turnover for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, we're already seeing some of that defensive pressure that we knew were coming.
But yep. They're going to switch every screen. We like this little weave. They jump out and switch every screen.
Well, when you switch every screen, there's opportunity for those pick and rolls.
There is, yep. Coleman's going to be on Charlene Hudson out top. Hudson going to drive. Now it's going to switch with Mitchell. She's going to step back. Hudson, three, no good. Rebound's going to come away to Kiara Owens, who's going to get it over Livy Fosnes. She's going to kick it out right wing. Adriana Hernandez buries the three. Another offensive rebound leading to another point for Springdale. 7-4, Lady Bulldogs have the lead over the Lady Bombers. Yonkers gets it in the front court, tries to throw a backdoor pass to Mitchell. Ball's going to be knocked away. Ball's passed ahead. It's going to be Adriana Hernandez up and under, and she's going to put it in for two, and Coach Leonard's going to call a timeout. Springdale on a quick run, 9-4. They are leading here early in this first quarter. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
We're back here as Mountain Home calls a quick timeout as they've succumbed to some pressure from the Lady Bulldogs. 9-4 lead, Springdale Lady Bulldogs early in this first quarter, 5:01 left. Springdale going to set up their man press as Mountain Home has already had three, maybe four turnovers, Matt, that I could think of.
Yep.
Waiting on the official, got a little spot of wetness on the floor. Now they got it fixed up.
You know, one of the keys to the game was rebounding, and five of their 9 points have come off the offensive rebounds.
Springdale sending a girl at Brooklyn to run and jump. She's going to get the ball to Whitten Coleman on the offside. Great job by Whitten catching that ball and putting it up. Whitten has her first 2 points of the night. Springdale back quickly with it as they're going to get it down low to Kiara Owens. Owens is going to go up and take the foul. They're going to get Livy Fosnes with the foul. Well, you can't put your head down quickly. Springdale's going to be back on the other end. Kiara Owens is going to go to the line looking for her first points. First free throw is up. It is good. It's Libby Fossen's first foul. First team foul this quarter. Great pass on the offensive end. Brooklyn finding Coleman. Good job finishing for Coleman. Second free throw is up for Owens, and it is good. Checking in for the Lady Bulldogs is Arkaya Dixon. Mitchell going to have the ball. She's going one-on-one against Charlene Hudson. Hudson is a great guard, one of the top guards in 6A that you'll see. Mountain Home trying to set their offense up as they get it across the timeline. They'll pick and roll. They're going to get it down low to Livy Fosnes. Fosnes is going to go to work. She's going to keep her feet about her, go in and go to work, and she's going to put it in for two.
When you're switching on screens, it's that pick and roll.
You nailed it. 11-8 as Mountain Home loses Owens again. She goes up for the two. No good. Gets her own rebound. Tries to dump it down low to Dixon, but Whitten Coleman comes in, knocking it out of bounds. Mountain Home's just getting beat on the backside.
Yeah, that was one of Coach Leonard's concerns. He wanted to face five on defense, and we're not doing a very good job of getting back and letting their offense see our five.
Ball's going to be inbounded here as it looks like McCoy is going to get the ball. She's going to drive the lane. Feet's going to get tangled up with Yonkers. They're going to get a foul on Jayla as Kaya McCoy was going to go up. She's going to be fouled, and she's going to be to the line shooting two. First free throw for McCoy is up. It is good. 12-8, Lady Bulldogs leading here in the first quarter, 4:08 left.
Hannah McCarron checks in for Livy Fosness. McCoy's second free throw up. Rolls around, no good. McCarron's battling for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds and be Mountain Home's ball. 12-8, 4:05 left here in this opening quarter. Lady Bulldogs on top of the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home setting up their press break offense as Moore tries to throw a long pass. It is knocked out of bounds by Dixon. Still going to remain Mountain Home's ball.
Yeah, it's hard to throw that pass across the court going away from your teammate. They're
all up on this press. I look for us to release somebody deep at some point, maybe get an easy layup.
I agree.
Mountain Home does get into Mitchell. She's going to go one-on-one against Charlene Hudson. And Hudson's going to steal the pass as the pass tries to go out to Moore. Dixon's going to come away with it. They are going to go on the other end and throw it away. Mountain Home back with the turnovers. Both teams split turnovers here. Yonkers across the timeline. Brings it in, goes one-on-one to the lane. Scoop layup, no good. Anna McCarron, offensive rebound, up, no good. Whitten Coleman battles for it. Ball's going to come away to Springdale. Springdale's going to release Owens deep. She's going to miss the layup on one end. Both teams missed layups on the other end now. Mountain Home comes away with the rebound with 3:27 left. As Moore, she's going to drive the lane, step back. Look to pass. Try to throw it down low to McCarron. McCarron tough with the ball. Comes away with it. Spin. Left hand up and in.
Yeah, that's it. That's just what we were talking about earlier. Let's get the ball in low and then dish it again. Yep. That one extra little pass down low. And I think that's going to be there all night.
McCarron did a good job battling for the ball and keeping her wits about finishing with the left hand. As Hudson's going to kick to the right to McCoy. McCoy and Hudson playing kind of a two-man game up here. As now it's going to go up top to Owens. Owens going to take the screen, pull up, free throw line extended, no good. Ball's going to be rebounded by Yonkers. She's out of there with it quickly. Now she's going to pull up. 12-10, Lady Bombers trailing here, 2:40 left in this first quarter. Trying to get the ball down low to Lakin Moore. Ball is going to be stolen by Adriana Hernandez. Not a great pass from Yonkers as they try to go one-on-one versus Moore. Hudson with a stutter step on the other end gets to the lane. Floater is up, and it is good. 14-10, Springdale leads.
Yeah, that was a really good move by Hudson there.
Yonkers trying to bring it up against the press, and she's going to have the ball stolen from her. They're going to call a jump ball. The ball's going to go the way of the Lady Bulldogs. It's going to be another turnover on the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Oh, they call a foul? It should be Springdale's ball, right?
Yeah,
okay. Everybody else was on the other end. I was wondering.
Brad, it looks like we're the only ones that knows what's going on in this place.
Lakin Anderson checks in for Jaylee Yonkers. 14-10, Lady Bulldogs leading Mountain Home. 2 minutes left here in this first quarter. Hudson's going to refuse a screen. She looks like she's going to try to go one-on-one. She's going to now take the screen from Tori Miller, who checked in at the last break. Mountain Home's going to do a good job defense on Hudson's going to miss a shot. Mitchell comes away with it for the Lady Bombers. She's going to take some contact going down the right side. They're going to get a foul on Arkaya Dixon. That is going to be her first, team's third here of this opening quarter.
I know this game's going a little faster than maybe we want right now, but by our Lady Bombers staying aggressive, I'd like to see him get to the free throw line after last night's shooting display.
I agree. And it's going fast, but we're still only down four,
right?
And we've missed some easy shots. Moore drives. She's going to come over. Lakin Anderson left side. And, man, Arkaya Dixon comes flying in and blocks the shot. It is going to be Mountain Home's ball with 23 left on the shot clock, 1:37 left in this opening quarter.
Good recovery defense there by Springdale.
Anderson's going to trigger it into Moore. Moore is going to take the screen, pick and roll, no good. She's going to shoot it. It's going to be up, no good. Rebound's going to come away from Allie Vaughn, who checked in for Springdale. Hudson, deep three. It's on its way. It is good. Charlene Hudson already with 7 points in this opening quarter, 17-10. Springdale Lady Bulldogs up against the Lady Bombers. Mitchell's going to bring the ball up, and she's going to draw a foul against Allie Vaughn. Mitchell's kind of doing a good job sneakily creating this contact and getting fouls against Springdale.
I agree. That's all going to come into play later in this game. Springdale's doing a lot of reaching, and right now the officials are calling it. So
Dixon checks out as Ramirez comes in. Springdale's going deep in their bench this opening quarter. Mitchell
Going to take a screen from Livy Fosness. Kick it, left corner, Lakin Anderson, three on the way, no good. Rebound, comes away, McCoy. McCoy back quickly as we got 53 seconds left in this quarter. McCoy's going to go all the way to the rack, layup, up, no good. Livy Fosness pulls the rebound out for Mount Home. I'll try to settle it down. 43 seconds, 30 on the shot clock. Mount Home will have to shoot it one more time. Hopefully we can get a score. Moore's going to drive. Her and Coleman are going to do a little weave, and Springdale switching all of those screens. Moore, step back, three, top of the key. No good. Lakin Anderson battling for the rebound. Ball's going to be saved in by Springdale. 22 seconds on the shot clock, or clock. Here in this quarter, Springdale does not have to shoot, and their coach is saying, pull it out, and let's get one last shot. Mitchell's going to be up top, one-on-one versus McCoy. McCoy, top of the key. Bounce pass to Miller. Miller's going to hand it off to Hudson. Hudson's going to put it up at the buzzer. It is going to be no good. Mount Home's going to clear the rebound, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Mount Home trailing Springdale Lady Bulldogs 17-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience